to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Upgraded charges for William Chase Johnson, the 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. Lowndes County District Attorney Charlotte Tesmer says Johnson's charges have been upgraded to capital murder. He is being held without bond. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson tells us someone broke into the Macon County Road and Bridge Department shop and then set a dump truck on fire. This happened at the shop on Alabama Highway 199. No one was hurt. So far, no arrests have been made. And Montgomery police are investigating an armed robbery Monday night. Police say a man was robbed at gunpoint in the 900 block of Ann Street while trying to sell electronics. The man was not injured. Police have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Congressional Democrats yesterday issued a 300-page long case for impeaching the president.
This report chronicles a scheme by the president of the United States to coerce an ally.
President Trump is meeting NATO leaders in London, demanding they pay their fair share to fund the security alliance.
Larry Page has stepped down as the CEO of the Google parent company Alphabet.
There's one fewer Democrat running for president. Kamala Harris ended her campaign yesterday.
The U.S. is threatening tariffs up to 100% on French imports, including wine and handbags.
Several types of ready-to-eat salads, sushi, and spring rolls produced by Fuji Food Products have been pulled from shelves as part of a voluntary recall due to possible listeria.
The record for the Cannonball Run has been broken. It took the drivers just 27 hours and 25 minutes to go from coast to coast.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
California Road. Welcome back, everyone. We're talking sushi.
Yeah.
Just in time for Christmas. Nothing says Christmas like sushi.
Well, we were hearing that story, and I said mass-produced sushi just doesn't sound like a good idea for me.
Really. Just didn't get anybody with that one. I thought the Peter Doocy story was kind of interesting with Kamala Harris, who... little kind of snarky little stuff there. So let's now listen to Ed O'Keefe weighing in on Kamala Harris' suspends, and I'll talk to you about why they suspend versus quit.
One of the top names in the Democratic presidential race is out of the contest. Senator Kamala Harris suspended her campaign yesterday, saying she just ran out of money. Her communications director tweeted this video last night showing Harris dancing with campaign staffers in Baltimore. There's a good old electric slide. I know it well. Ed O'Keefe is covering the campaign 2020. It's a great dance because you can do it all by yourself, Ed.
Yes, you can.
So was this considered a big surprise?
I'm glad you're not asking me to dance.
No. Yes, was this considered a big surprise in the political world?
It was to some, for sure, and it's the biggest departure yet from the crowded race. Aides tell us the senator spent the Thanksgiving weekend conducting an audit of her campaign and realized it would be too expensive to continue. She launched her bid for the White House on Martin Luther King Jr. Day and later with a huge rally in her hometown of Oakland. It all ended with a frank video message to supporters.
I've taken stock and I've looked at this from every angle. And over the last few days, I have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life.
Senator Kamala Harris made the final decision to get out of the presidential race late Monday night. Aides cited several factors for her exit. First, she likely soon will have to be a juror in a weeks-long Senate impeachment trial, a responsibility that would keep her off the campaign trail. Another factor she hinted at, Mike Bloomberg.
I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign.
Can't fund my own campaign. And blame, she don't blame it on Trump before it's all over here. I'm not blaming, and I've got to go to do, you know, be a witness, that be, you know, there for the Senate. A week ago when she was asked about it, she said, I'm going to do what I need to go do. Now, what's interesting, that Peter Ducey, it was literally a week ago yesterday that interview that he did with Kamala Harris, and here she is, a week later, isn't in the running. Excuse me, let's go to the phones and go to Redtop. Redtop, welcome aboard.
Hey, gentlemen. This is some about Kamala. And, you know, one thing she says is, you know, I can't run because I don't have the money. But it's really just because she does not have the ideas or the personality to become president. the presumption that everybody makes it is just about money now, I don't know if I agree with. But there's a lot of truth to that, though, isn't it, Dan?
You have to have money.
Yes.
But see, the problem is she's not a bankable candidate. A bankable candidate is somebody who can raise money. If you can't raise money, that is investors saying, we don't believe in you.
Wow. Wow. And investors, very interesting word to use on political. I guess these people are truly investors in the future when they buy into political.
Yeah, one of the first things I say to a candidate is you have to make yourself a bankable candidate. If you cannot, then you don't stand a prayer. I don't care how good of a job you think you'll do, but you'll never get elected.
Now, they said there's basically four white men and two white women running left, and I only could think of one white woman, Pocahontas. Who's the other one?
Klobuchar.
Oh, she hadn't dropped out yet.
No. Matter of fact, there was a poll that came out, and she actually moved up in a poll.
Yeah, the moderates are starting to rise.
Ah, I see. Yeah, the moderates. Boy, that's a stretch of the imagination right there, ain't it, guys?
Yeah, a moderate compared to what?
Yeah, compared to a super-duper liberal.
Yeah, which I guess we've experienced.
Well, I mean,
a lot of
I'm
that.
Not an alcoholic. I only drink when I work, and I'm a workaholic.
Yeah. You know, that's sort of boom.
Well put, Joey. You know, and you know what's amazing is nobody's come up with a good nickname for Donald Trump. It takes him all of 5 seconds to come up with an insulting name for these people that sticks forever. You know what I mean? We're never going to forget about, now he's Little Michael, Sleepy Joe, Pocahontas. Of course, we'll never forget about that. Anytime you see her, you can't help but think of Pocahontas. And nobody's come up with a good name for Donald Trump. They don't deserve to be president. They're not creative enough.
There you go. They can't communicate.
Can't communicate. This man is wonderful. And how about the luncheon he had for the 2% club at the NATO?
Oh, thing? Yeah, that was great. That was great.
This man knows how to get it, doesn't he?
He really does.
So, what a great president, and the black people are really, in the media, are really pissed off now. They ain't gonna be no black people, and I don't know what they're going to do with themselves.
No, they got Deval Patrick now, and they've got Cory Booker, so don't count Cory Booker out.
Oh, please count him out. That boy ain't going nowhere. He's not even black enough for them. He's just been putting on an act. He was pretty good when he was mayor of Philadelphia until Obama got hold of him, you know?
I don't know. He is, it wasn't Philadelphia. It was Newark, and he was not a good mayor.
Wow. Well, I don't like him anyway. And the hearings are just a pathetic bunch of you-know-what, so it's just hard to listen to. I've heard so much of it. It ain't going to go nowhere, but it is a tragedy and a travesty on misuse of the government. That's for sure on the Congress's part. So, Gentlemen, y'all have a good afternoon. It is sure beautiful out here. I'm soaking it up for you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Bye. John Solomon was on with Hannity, as was who was with Hannity?
Mark Meadows. Yeah.
So let's listen to John Solomon with Sean Hannity.
Joining us now with more, North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, Fox News contributor John Solomon, with some breaking news tonight about what is in the report. I hear you've got your top 10 findings. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm working on that, and hopefully I have it done tomorrow. But let me tell you something that I think are important.
I'll tell you tomorrow. How about tonight? Give us a preview tonight.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you some tonight. I should do some of that tonight. Listen, there's going to be 6 to 12 factual issues, concerns, mistakes, errors, abuses that the IG is going to identify. And they're going to range from the very serious, the intentional falsification of documents around the FISA abuse, to the withholding of exculpatory statements that people like George Papadopoulos and possibly Carter Page made that weren't disclosed to the FISA court. And here's what I'm going to give you. We know a lot about the political concerns about Christopher Steele's background. I'll make a bold prediction tonight. I think the report is going to reveal that back in 2015, the FBI was warned by Great Britain that there were concerns about Christopher Steele's reliability, specifically his use of subsources. And remember, why is that important? The FBI claimed in that footnote they had no derogatory information about Christopher Steele. I think that's going to be a big highlight in the report.
John, could you say this, and then I want to go to Mark. We now know it's irrefutable. Premeditated fraud, meaning they were warned on the FISA court because Christopher Steele, his own admission in an interrogatory, said, I don't know if any of it's true, but if they used any of it, isn't that premeditated fraud on a court? And they were warned repeatedly about it.
I think for sure there's going to be one clear example of premeditated fraud. That's the falsification of documents. Whether Steele's...
Well, if they were warned that the Steele dossier can't be verified, that it was not verifiable...
That's right.
...that Hillary paid for it, and Steele's not trustworthy, they never should have used any of that dossier. True or false?
It will be true that they shouldn't have used it. The question now will be, was it premeditated or was it FBI bungling? We need to wait and see what the IG comes down on that.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How y'all doing today, sir?
Doing good. And how are you?
Yeah. But I said, I know y'all, because y'all got us learning in Oregon, so you doing the right thing.
There we go.
Yeah, I know. I tried to call right to St. James, and I was listening, because, nobody wants to be on the losing side of this. I mean, everybody wants their team to win, and I know a long time ago people were like, get plugged in, learn. And when you turn the TV on, that's, you think you're learning, you think you're watching the news. And I ain't gonna lie. I mean, some of the stuff I listen to on the far left, I think I can call up and beat Dan, Monday morning. I mean, that's on my mind. But I know if I go search it and search for the rest of the comment or what was said before the comment or, or where they cut it off at. We've been lied to, St. James, and I'd love to sit down with you, man, and just put it all on the table, because after Donald Trump, who else we got that can give us America back? I mean, that's what we want. I mean, now, if you don't care about America and you're not about money, then, just keep going down the road we're going, but Pence is one of them Bushes. I mean, he totes the water for them. I don't trust that man. And, I mean, Donald Trump is taking the slings and arrows, like he says, and we got 4 years to make this. That's why they're just raping his character. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And there ain't the information that if you watch, the left, the stuff that they're putting out, they make you believe that the man, told a lie if you don't go to get the transcript. But he released the whole thing. You can read it word for word. But then we'll turn around and listen to Joe Biden laugh about, because I know you've heard of St. James, laugh about getting a man fired because he was investigating his son. But that's okay, because you've been told to let that be okay, but you've been told not to let Trump be okay. Trump is for us, St. James. I'd love to sit down with you, man. Anybody, because we got to start. We ain't got long. 4 years is going to be come and gone. And then who we got? Who can stand up to these people and take the slings and arrows? Who's been preparing to go be president since 1982? Nobody that I know of. I mean, not a person can stand up to these folks, man. These are some bad people. And you're seeing it play out right in front of us. And I just think if we could sit down and put our hearts on the tables, then I think we could get through this and actually get it. But it's gonna take some strong black men. And I'm gonna tell you, we can't do it without you. I mean, y'all gonna have to start learning this stuff on your own and cutting them TVs off. And I mean, and Fox is right there with them. And Dan will tell you that now. Even like the Judge Politano, I mean, that man was a hero 2 years, 3 years ago. Now look at it. I mean, it just, and I St. James, we cannot, 4 years are going to be coming gone, and we're still going to be talking about this stuff right here. And one white man against another white man, but a white woman is telling you to pick the one without the red hat. We got to learn how to pick ourselves. And if you don't mind, Dan, I'd love to say something to Red Top. About yesterday, I know he called in. He's always about AI and stuff. There's a man right here that's been appointed to for AI by our governor, Kay Ivey. His name is Jason Asbury. There was a write-up in the Montgomery Advertiser a few months back. If you call, I guarantee you that man will probably meet with you. And he is running our AI department in Alabama. He is going to be the one that's doing all that. I mean, the credit card, the just like China's doing. Come on, I bet you he'll sit down with his name, Jason Asbury. He lives out there past Pike Road. Hell of a gentleman. But we got to start caring about Americans, Dan. Just like you say, we got to. I mean, if we got to get behind this man somehow. I mean, 4 years is right around the corner, and that's it. I don't know who else is behind Trump that could take this on like he's doing.
Nobody.
Do you know?
There's nobody. Nobody can do what Trump is doing right now. There's not a person out there that I see that has the ability to withstand the slings and arrows that Donald Trump has.
I'm gripping the steering wheel because I'm scared for my grandkids again. I really thought he could slow it down, but I think why this looks, they just slap us in the face. They showing us how stupid this is. But they just showing it. Don't count Donald Trump us again. Y'all sit back, you put your heads down, you work, you pay your taxes, and you let us run your lives. And St. James, that's where we at, bro. We got to sit down with each other and take care of our own lives and take America back. I love you, man. Love y'all.
Take care. Love you, bro. New 793.1, Dan Moore Show. Reset the dial. We're going to be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
It would sure do me good.
Let me see the cuts. See what we need to clear out of here. Okay, that was John Solomon. Now Handy's going to be talking to Mark Meadows. And I want to tell you something. In listening to everybody that I heard, all of them had, they were right on target with their talking points. They were laying track down, and it is the best I've seen Republicans to date. Listen in.
If Bruce Orr, Mark Meadows, and Kathleen Kavalec warned the DOJ and the FBI, you can't trust Steele, it's not verifiable, Clinton paid for it, and what else do you need? And then you use it anyway? Really?
Well, they shouldn't have been using it, Sean. I know your viewers and many of my constituents in Western North Carolina have been waiting for this report for a long, long time, and next week it'll come. But what we will see, based on documents that we've actually given the IG, is not only did they have the reason to know, but they knew that there were credibility problems with the very documents that they were spying on American citizens and using those documents inappropriately. And so I think we'll start to see that perhaps everything looked okay in July of 2016, but very quickly, September, October, before the election, they knew they had a problem. And then by January, it should have all been over. We wonder why the president is so upset about being falsely accused over and over again. It's the same Adam Schiff that said there was nothing wrong. Well, you're going to get to see next Monday, not only was Adam Schiff wrong, but he was intentionally misleading the American people.
Bingo, Mark Meadows. Good job. So Mark Meadows is going to continue on. He's going to be talking about Bill Barr and the IG. Listen to this.
Let's talk, Congressman, about what you believe, how you interpret Attorney General Barr's statements, because he gave a powerful speech that I don't believe any attorney general would ever give if he didn't know a lot more.
Yeah, the Attorney General has taken this very serious from the very beginning, and John Durham is doing some great work. John Solomon made a good point. The Inspector General and his team, they've been very methodical, but they're really hamstrung by just a certain group and a certain amount of information that they can look at, and a certain group that they can investigate and question. That being said, I can tell you that some of the things that the Attorney General has had access to goes well beyond the scope of just FISA abuse. It really gets to the heart and the core of what Jim Jordan and I have been saying for a long time. There was a problem within the FBI, the way that they were going after this president. It was inappropriate and certainly not expected by the vast majority of the great people that serve our country at the FBI and DOJ.
I'll tell you what, they were great. They were just spot on with it. Now let me move to Kevin McCarthy. Go back to the IG isolated from yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before?
I can check the day before if you like. All right. Not seeing it. Not immediately.
Go to go back to yesterday. That's some great radio.
Bear with us, folks. Bear with us.
I thought I put it in there. Oh well. So let's go to Kevin McCarthy here. Kevin McCarthy on impeachment and with Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham does a setup first.
passed on a straight party line vote. House Intel Committee Democrats approved their impeachment report just a few hours ago, and it claims there's overwhelming evidence that Trump misused his office to pressure Ukraine to investigate Biden and obstructed the House impeachment inquiry along the way. Now, the report also includes 9 key findings of fact, and I should put fact in quotes, that make specific charges against the president. We're going to dig into those in a moment. Despite having his name at the top of the report, Congressman Adam Schiff really wants you to believe that he's struggling with how he'll ultimately vote on impeachment.
I'm going to reserve any kind of a public judgment on that until I have a chance to consult with my colleagues, with our leadership. And I think this really needs to be a decision that we all make as a body. So I'm going to continue to reserve judgment.
Oh, is this a prayerful moment for him? I mean, but you can't even take him seriously after hearing that. House Republican leadership rightfully ripped the entire report to shreds.
Not only was it no quid pro quo, but Ukraine got the money, and ultimately there was no push that they made for investigation into anything.
Even with every unfair advantage and unprecedented advantage they gave themselves, they now have come out of this and fundamentally failed to prove their case.
Was it a quid pro quo? Was there actual pressure? This will be the first impeachment that has ever had with honestly dispute, not just disputed facts on why they want to impeach the president, but actually contradicted facts.
We hear report after report that the Democrats are struggling over whether to expand the articles of impeachment. It's like a piece of silly putty. Remember that when you were a kid and you pushed it down in the comics and you could stretch it and make it look like whatever you want? Well, this is worthy of note. Democrats' uncertainty, well, has some legacy media members literally up in arms.
The entire Republican Party is united around one message right now in protecting the president. But the Democratic Party is not. The Democratic presidential candidates get off of impeachment. If you thought he needed to be removed from office immediately, isn't the move saying nobody campaign for 3 weeks while you watch the hearings? The presidential candidates aren't on the same message. That's a problem.
Maybe the people don't want to hear that message.
Now, I played the whole thing for you on that setup, but so now let's listen to Kevin McCarthy talking about Schiff report and his lies. Kevin McCarthy is spot on with this thing.
Joining me now, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Congressman, Democrats do seem to be on a runaway train at the moment. They're not pulling it back.
They don't know where to go. They don't even know how to end this thing. It's like they're driving a car trying to fix the engine at the same time. They're just lost. You even hear Democrats in safe seats saying, well, maybe we should censure now, because they have no facts. Everything they look to see, it comes back to the basis. There is nothing impeachable the president.
Oh, he cited George Washington at the beginning of the report. Did you see they had an acknowledgement section?
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was a playbill. Well, I'd like to thank my agent and my publicist. It's like, I'd like to thank this. It was unbelievable. They had a line. I wish we had a picture of it. They have a line of all of the people. And I think all of these people who should be working for the interest of America are like being thanked like they're members of a traveling show.
Well, it's like a play. He's written it all out. He just doesn't have any facts to fill in. And the saddest part about all this, think about what's happening right now. The president is overseas defending our country, and they're back home dividing our country. That's what's wrong with this. That's why this president is being presidential, and they're doing exactly what they always said they would do. For Adam Schiff to sit there and lie once again in that press conference, not knowing how he's going to vote, just a couple weeks ago, he was in California speaking to all the Democrats, we're going to send him back to the Golden Throne. This is all he's wanted to do, and he'll do anything to get it. He will continue to lie if that's what it takes.
And let me tell you, there is so much improvement on the Republicans. It's the best I've seen, top to bottom. Whether it was Congressman Biggs or it was Kevin McCarthy, Mark Meadows, they're all spot on. Let me go to a break. We have so much more. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I got two strong arms, I can help.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The House Judiciary Committee today beginning the next phase of the impeachment investigation of President Trump, hearing from legal scholars. North Carolina law professor Michael Gerhardt asked if there's enough evidence to charge the president with obstruction.
I think there's more than enough.
Republicans reject Democrat claims that President Trump has committed impeachable offenses. President Trump today dismissing contacts his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani had with the White House and its budget office, which were revealed in the House Intelligence Committee impeachment report.
Rudy is a great gentleman, and they're after him only because he's done such a good job. He was very effective against Mueller and the Mueller hoax. That whole thing was a hoax.
Democrats believe Giuliani acted on the president's orders to pressure Ukraine to investigate the last election and the president's political rivals. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a cold start to this week, we have a little warming trend to look forward to. Today, a good bit of sunshine, high temperature around 63. That's a start. Tonight will be chilly, but not quite as cold as last night, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a little warmer, middle 60s, dry, mostly sunny. Chance of showers late Thursday night, but a better chance of rain on Friday. And then over the weekend, highs in the 60s, dry Saturday, maybe a couple of showers around on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
This is where we are. Now, Kevin McCarthy is going to be bringing up something that the Chuck Todd panel kind of hit on, and that is the Republicans are unified, but the Democrats are not.
I'm going to get into some of this more later on in the hour, but I was literally howling out loud this afternoon watching some of these media types. I don't think they remember a time when Republicans were this unified. And what does it tell you, Congressman? When the Republicans are unified, whether it was behind Kavanaugh, this, other ways you support the president's agenda, there's no stopping them. The Republicans are usually ripping each other to shreds. Now the Democrats are gnashing their teeth because, wait a second, the voters don't seem to be buying this. They don't seem to be wanting to taste this thing we're cooking up. And the Republicans are like, you have nothing and you know it. A great moment.
We have never been this united. But what's so interesting, these Democrats come talk to us, they're scared. They're actually going, trying to ask the speaker, do something else, or put a lock.
What is the crime?
Even their top witnesses. Remember when John Ratcliffe asked him, can you name me one thing that's impeachable? Their very best witnesses couldn't name a thing.
Their very best witnesses could not name a thing, and he's absolutely right. Let me tell you, if I could have played the whole thing, it was kind of a long interview, but they're hitting all the right points, and that is the key. That's why the tide is shifting on this thing. So McCarthy's going to be asked about adding Mueller report, or Mueller to the impeachment inquiry. Listen in.
Congressman, the Washington Post reported late last night, House Judiciary Dems and others on the left have been privately discussing the possibility of drafting articles of impeachment that include obstruction of justice or other, quote, high crimes that they believe are clearly outlined in Mueller's report, or allegations that Trump has used his office for his personal benefit, going to the Emoluments Clause, Trump hotels, I don't know what else they'd talk about. So they know that what they have, again, isn't palatable to people are getting ready for the holidays, or like finishing their final exams, or like out there shopping, join this economy. So they're like going to go back to Mueller and try to dredge up that old corpse of a report, not the man.
They're admitting they don't have anything. Remember, they started it as a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Then somehow they focus grouped and they came back with the word bribery. They keep searching because they have not found anything. And what's so sad, it's been 70 days since Speaker Pelosi has started us down this nightmare. And had she waited 48 hours, we would never be here.
Do you ever pull her aside and say, Nancy, just between us chickens? you regret this, right? I mean, do you ever have a moment where you, come on, I want to think that you all can talk and say, look, I've made some mistake. You want to back this? I'll give you an off-ramp. Can you give her an off-ramp? Anything you can give her?
That she could just stop this. You know what she should do? She should take her own quote of March of this month, that impeachment will divide the country, so it has to be overwhelming, compelling, and bipartisan. That was her criteria for them to move forward. Bipartisan, the vote is not to have impeachment.
You remember, she's the one that said it has to be bipartisan, it has to be these certain ingredients in which she has matched none. And her argument is, well, the Republicans don't see, they don't want to oppose the Constitution. Yeah, right. Okay. Now, Laura's going to bring up Donnie Deutsch from Morning Joe. This tells you everything you need to know, and then listen to Kevin McCarthy's closing argument.
They want to know what desperation is and how bad it is out there. Watch this.
Democrats shouldn't have to make people care. Half the country used to care about people who broke laws. Half the country used to care about people who were complicit with Russian agents. Half the country used to care.
I mean, we're talking about complete anarchy here.
We have to find a way to take what is happening there and make it so compelling to the voter, because otherwise we're going to get 4 more years of Donald Trump.
Bingo! Ad man Donnie Deutsch had to spill out the truth at the end. He's going to win.
That's what they're all afraid of.
We have to make people... It's like an actor on stage. Please applaud for me. It's like begging people. People don't care. And they're like, they're at the 11th hour. We have to make people care. Congressman, I'm sorry, but I don't even take these people seriously. This is goofy at this point.
I had a Democrat tell me today that if they continue down this path, that the Republicans will be in the majority. This is a Democrat member of Congress saying this, because he was exactly right, what you just watched there, Deutsch. They only concerned that they're afraid of, they can't beat this man, so they're going to try to make something up.
You get power back next year, you guys, and Trump wins, you guys going to do asylum reform, all this stuff we need to do at the border, you're going to get
we
this
have
stuff
to.
Shut
down.
We got to do this asylum reform, we got to stop this.
You know what has to be, and this is where everybody has to take a deep breath, as the Republicans are right now, and we're a big tent, we come from all areas.
Yeah, well, the border's
we
not
need
a big
to,
tent. Border
but we need to keep this unity to move this country forward.
Yeah.
And we need to invite
those
Democrats that were on the other side, join with us. If you want to put this country first, we have a place for you, and you can join with us to do something different instead of just investigate. You got more subpoenas than you have laws. Name me one problem they have solved since they've taken this majority. They've only taken us down a path that's divided a nation instead of uniting.
Perfect closing argument. Great, you know, we're a big tent. Come and join us if you want to get stuff done and not be obstructionist and not get into all this stuff. come and join us. That was an ideal line. And Donnie Deutsch and these others that have kind of slipped with this, like AOC, you know, we've got to do something because he's going to get reelected in 2020. They see the handwriting on the wall, and the way the presidential candidates are falling now, this thing is going to be a bloodbath, and it's going to be interesting to see how Michael Bloomberg handles it. Does Michael Bloomberg strictly go after Donald Trump, and that's his only deal? Because if he does, I mean, the guy, you've thrown everything at the guy you can possibly throw. And Michael Bloomberg thinks that $35, $40 million worth of ads are going to take Donald Trump down when you've had billions of dollars worth of television news coverage that has tried to take him down. And it cannot do it. And let me tell you something. He's not getting weaker. He is getting stronger. Now, Laura Ingraham had this kind of panel with Lee Zeldin, Congressman Biggs, and Scalise. This was very interesting. Again, they hit all the right pieces on here. One of the most telling is Nadler past statements on impeachment, and then Congressman Biggs is going to respond.
If Adam Schiff writing Heard on impeachment was bad, well, it's about to get a lot worse. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler is taking over. The Washington Examiner is reporting supporters of President Trump say they are eager for House Judiciary Committee Chair Nadler to take the helm of the impeachment proceedings this week, predicting he will harm the Democratic case against Trump. How can you get any lower? Republicans close to and within the White House say that the New York Democrat is vulnerable to claims of hypocrisy and prone to lash out in an unbecoming manner. They're right. Here's how Nadler felt about impeachment when a Democrat president was under fire.
An impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. They are telling us that our votes don't count. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other. The silver lining may be that with a trial in the Senate, we may be able to find out who started this coup d'etat. This partisan coup d'etat will go down in infamy in the history of this nation.
Totally agree. Joining me now are three Republican congressmen, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Lee Zeldin, House Foreign Affairs Committee member, and Andy Biggs. Congressman Biggs, let's start with you. Nadler chairs your committee. Are Republicans going to remind him of these previous statements?
I think that's a fair prediction that we will remind him of what he's said in the past. We'll also provide the context for what he said and compare it to what they're doing to this president today. When he thought it was so unfair to President Clinton, they gave President Clinton so much more due process.
They had 2.5 weeks to prepare. They dropped this dime on Trump like 7 days ago, and he had like 5 days to prepare, and they didn't even know the witnesses they're going to be called tomorrow. Now it's like a law seminar tomorrow with three liberal professors. I feel like I'm going to get continuing legal education credit tomorrow.
Absolutely right, and that's part of the problem. Previously, 19 law professors and legal scholars came in. This time you're getting four, three that are stacked against the president for sure.
And he did bring it up. He read the Nadler statement, and Doug Collins said, and did a very good job with it. So now, put the cursor on number two, is here's Lee Zeldin. Process, no, we will not take it. We're going to take it apart with the facts.
There are a lot of folks on the left who are claiming, Congressman Zeldin, that the reason y'all are complaining is because you can't really make it on the substance watch.
They've actually sound particularly juvenile because they've protested that we weren't having open hearings, there were no transcripts, that we hadn't had a floor vote. We've done all of that, and they're still just arguing about the process.
Oh, just process? What about Rudy's call ledger and all that?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I would love to be able to talk substance. We know now, and we didn't know this going in, but actually Ukraine didn't know that there was a hold on aid. President Zelensky and his top aides until after they read in Politico on August 29th. Then the hold gets lifted, and Ukraine doesn't have to do anything in order to get the hold lifted. You want to talk substance? Well, these are facts. Let's actually talk about it. Or are you going to rebut a point by telling me that your star witness, Taylor, was told by Tim Morrison, that Sondland told Morrison, that the president told Sondland?
And she told two friends.
Yeah, and in some cases, there, you know, at Sondland, Schiff put up a poster at his press conference today, and he had two Sondland quotes on there. But what he forgets to point out is that Sondland said that he was guessing when he said it, that he hadn't spoke to anyone on the planet about there being a quid pro quo linking aid to Ukraine with investigations. So let's talk about substance. We're going to talk about process and you will lose, and we'll talk about substance and you will lose, and you will be left with not a darn thing left to impeach this president for.
I love Lee Zeldin. He's really moved up the ranks of this whole thing. He's really kind of come of age in this whole deal. I can see him outside of the Intel committee, the shift that was there, and talking to reporters. He did a great job. So now Scalise is going to weigh in. The Dems don't know what to do. They're stuck. Listen to this.
Congressman Scalise, what is amazing, I think, in this report, among a lot in the hundreds of pages of nonsense, they kept asserting as facts basically their theories. Well, as everyone knows, I mean, it's not established at all by the facts that President Trump was trying to help his reelection. That was never established by the facts at all. Further, this is what they claim. This is from the impeachment report, talking about the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone. Mr. Cipollone's letter advanced remarkably politicized arguments, saying they're not going to participate tomorrow. If allowed to stand, the president's defiance, as justified by Cipollone, would represent an existential threat to the nation's constitutional system of checks and balances, separation of powers, and rule of law. Okay, so the White House counsel saying we're not going to be part of your circus is an existential threat to our checks and balances?
Wow. Laura, this thing from the beginning has been a circus. And if you talk about, you know, Jerry Nadler, the clips you just showed, that is going to be repeated over and over again, like Andy Biggs said, because what Nadler talked about back then were things that hold true still to this day. You know, there is nothing to impeach this president on. Unlike Clinton, there were actual crimes committed by Bill Clinton. Whether they were impeachable, you could argue, but they were crimes. With this president, they have tried. It's a hope for a violation of law, but they've yet to show anything because the president didn't break any law. And so they just keep going on a witch hunt. And it started with the president was tied to the interference with the elections. Then the president was tied to collusion. Then it was obstruction.
Some Democrats, as I'm going to point out further in the show, they want to expand this.
Well, but some,
right?
Of them,
they want to throw in emoluments.
Laura.
I mean, yes,
there
some
are Democrats that are starting to realize this is a disaster.
My point is, they're all
trying
over
to
the
find
place.
A way off. They don't know where to go with this,
right?
Because they have put themselves in a hole and they can't get out of it.
News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this brief break.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment, boys and girls. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Martha Roby's own, she is interviewing the legal experts. She's off now.
Yeah, she cut her hair.
Yeah, she had kind of the wet look. If I haven't seen her in a while, she didn't look at that, look like that when I saw her in public. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, so now Laura's going to... it's going to be talking about the Ukraine narrative, and the Dems are just kind of reaching out. They're trying to anything, but they're trying to pop down the narrative about Ukraine. Listen in.
Congressman Biggs, this is an identity crisis for the Democrats. I mean, who are they? What are they? What do they stand for? Some of these swing district Democrats, they're sweating. I think Scalise is right about that. They're sweating this because they said that they were going to be working with the president on issues that they found common ground on. So far, what have those Orange County Democrats done for the country lately?
Well, that's their big problem. So you've got 31 districts that are competitive, and they are really concerned because many of those districts actually have a higher approval rating for the president, even including Democrats. So what that means is you're going to impeach a president for no reason at all. They can't substantiate anything. And at the same time, you're going to put your members at risk. And Nancy Pelosi has a chance to go down to be the first speaker in history to lose the majority twice. And it'll be because of this
impeachment. Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. She will have lost it twice. Congressman Zeldin, and the impeachment report also says the president undermined national security, okay? Apparently, we're going to stave off an attack from what, Russia through Kiev? Russia's going to hit us through Kiev? I don't understand this. But President Trump's scheme subverted U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine, undermined our national security in favor of two politically motivated investigations that would help his presidential reelection campaign.
Okay, give me a break. I mean, he provided javelins again, something the lethal aid that President Obama wouldn't provide, President Trump did multiple times.
Even if he didn't, I would say even if he didn't give them javelins, how does that directly affect America's national security? It might be bad policy.
It is in U.S. national security interests to be looking into any allegation where there are Ukrainians, in fact, interfering in the 2016 election. So the Democrat position is if...
They're saying that's a conspiracy theory. Today they said you all are parroting Russian propaganda. You know what? That's the new thing that they're saying all day long. Russian propaganda. All of you guys. All three of you.
They're changing the story every single day.
But it's propaganda. You're all Russian assets.
They have no
case. That's what they're saying.
The president didn't do anything wrong. And ultimately, the victim they're trying to claim was Zelensky. And Zelensky himself said nothing wrong was done to him. He got the aid. There was no pressure. And yet they still want to try to make him out to a victim as a victim. And he wasn't. This president stood up to Russia and you helped Ukraine. And Obama didn't do it.
I want to get back into it. I have one more cut of them kind of talking, and they kind of close things out. But they're back on this Ukraine narrative, and we got a report that was on Fox last night. But was that the last one? Isn't there one more? Yeah. This is IG Barr and the FISA abuse, and the panel, total panel, weighs in on the report that's coming up on Monday.
Like I want to quickly get to another side of this investigative coin. This morning, MSNBC smeared Attorney General Barr over his concerns about the upcoming IG report on FISA abuse. Watch.
This is just really disappointing behavior on the part of the Attorney General.
I can't believe that someone with his experience, with his resume, would want to end it this way, basically, as a Trumpist hack.
Speaking of hacks, well, I guess he might know a little bit about being a hack. But the New York Times is reporting that U.S. Attorney John Durham has already unearthed some evidence that supports Mr. Barr's uncertainty on the Inspector General's findings. Quick thoughts from all of you. Congressman Zeldin.
1,000% chance that these people are going to end up eating these words. They should hold off, keep their powder dry until they actually read the report, because there is no doubt, there's a 100% chance that there is going to be an uncovering of misconduct at the highest levels of the DOJ and FBI. Durham is on the case. I have confidence in his work, and I know that the AG, that we have an Attorney General who's serious about it, he's going to get to the bottom of it. I'm rooting him on. I tell those people who are opening their mouths now, keep your powder dry. You're going to beating those words.
These are Pulitzer Prize winners. Pulitzer Prize winners. I think Eugene Robinson is one of Pulitzer. I mean, these are vaunted journalists.
Yeah, the Pulitzer Prize has just been devalued, if we can put it that way. Look, they're going to eat their words. Lee's exactly right. Steve's going to be right here because their evidence is going to come in. We know it's there. That's why they expanded from the IG. That's why Durham expanded his investigation. And it's going to be embarrassing for them to have to respond and say, well, they'll just move on. I mean, there's no shame. If you don't know shame, you're not going to feel shame, and they won't feel shame when they're embarrassed again. They should feel
it. Please, quick. When we were in the majority, we already covered abuses of the FISA court. And it concerns me. It should concern all Americans, because we need to have confidence that the FISA court works properly. I hope that Attorney General Barr uncovers and unroots all of the bad apples that are over there, because there's still bad apples there. Everybody who has faith and confidence in FBI and every intelligence agency should want to get to the bottom of this, get the bad apples out of there. Maybe should go to jail because of what they did to violate the law, but that let's clean it up and make that process work for all Americans. It shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Okay, now we have Fox did a story on the Ukraine theory. Now here, let me give you my take real quickly. They need to go press this Ukraine stuff and press it hard. They're still back on Kennedy. They're still talking about Kennedy, but this is Fox doing a kind of report on the Ukraine theory.
One of Washington's most quotable lawmakers, Senator John Kennedy, getting a lot of criticism for some of his statements about whether Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. Correspondent Doug McElway digs in. He's got the latest.
Are you at all concerned that you've been duped?
A comparatively mild rebuke of Republican Senator John Kennedy for his four recent televised claims that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election to hurt Donald Trump. Claims that Democrats say have been debunked.
That is a conspiracy theory put out, promulgated by Vladimir Putin to deflect attention away from Russia's interference in our own election.
There is nuanced disagreement about that. In her testimony, former National Security Staffer Fiona Hill acknowledged some Ukrainian officials had spoken negatively about Donald Trump, but she blamed the Ukrainian collusion story on Russia.
This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
On Monday, Senate Intel Committee Chairman Richard Burr told NBC, quote, every elected official in Ukraine was for Hillary Clinton. Is that very different than the Russians being for Donald Trump? The Ukraine collusion narrative first surfaced in 2017. Politico reported, quote, Ukrainian officials tried to help Hillary Clinton and undermine Trump by publicly questioning his fitness for office. Since then, theories that Ukraine hacked into DNC servers and that a forensic examination of the servers by CrowdStrike may still be in Ukraine's hands have all been disproven. Still unproven is the role of former DNC staffer Alexandra Chalupa.
Alexandra Chalupa, a contractor for the Democratic National Committee, who worked with Ukrainian officials to collect dirt on the Trump campaign.
In 2016, Chalupa contacted the FBI, claiming she had been hacked in a state-sponsored cyber attack while working at the DNC. Agents interviewed her and took forensic images of her laptop and cell phone. Senate Republicans Grassley and Ron Johnson wrote the FBI 2 weeks ago, demanding to see by December 9th whatever the FBI found on those devices. Alexandra Chalupa is one of the witnesses that Chairman Adam Schiff refused to call. If impeachment moves to the Senate, she may be called, and the theory of Ukrainian collusion may be proven or not.
Great report.
Very good.
There were some pieces of that I did not know. I did not know she went to the FBI and said my computer had been hacked. It's going to be interesting. Did you know also that one of the CrowdStrike founders is from Russia?
Indeed, and as I don't buy the CrowdStrike theory, but it is amazing we still don't actually have definitive proof it was Russia who hacked it. I believe it, but I don't. You don't have proof.
Joey, thanks for a great show, buddy.
Good show.
Guys, be good.